Today's up, Sadi Ches. Learn today's daf, Seichu Nishmas. My father-in-law's grandfather, I think. Mordechai Yehuda ben Chaim Nachum Halevi. HaKohen. Shamash Avin Aliyah. Okay, so we are on the Mishnah on Sadi Zayin Amud Beis, as we plow towards the end of the Masechta. So this Mishnah doesn't look familiar. We've seen it a few times throughout the Shabbos. Okay, so Haya Kore Sefer Al Iskopa. Guy is reading the Sefer. In those days, remember, Sefer is not a book. They didn't have binding. A Sefer is a scroll. Rashi says like a Sefer Torah, but it's probably more like Megillas Esther. It's a scroll. You read the scroll, and he's reading it, and it's rolling out in front of him. He's on the Iskopa, which means he is on like the threshold or some sort of place that's in between, that's like, the threshold of the house, which is raised a little bit. So he's outside his door, but he's on this little porch, I guess. V'neskalgal Sefer miyado, and the Sefer rolls out. So the Sefer now rolled off the Iskopa and is into the next area in front of the Iskopa. Figure out what that is. Mishnah says, Golo Eitzlo. You may want, you can wrap it up, you can wind it up and bring it back to him. Hayakori Berosh Hagag. He's reading on the roof of the house. The roof of the Gag is a Rishos Hayachid. V'neskalgal Sefer miyado. And the Sefer rolls off and it rolls down the side of the house, and I guess it's rolling and it's hanging now over the Rishos Harabim. So, Tanakhama says, Achlo Gila Sar Tvachim, so long as it hasn't reached 10 Tvachim from the ground, it's more than 10 Tvachim from the ground, he can roll it. He can roll it back towards him to Rosh Hagag, because above 10 Tvachim, Rosh Hasharavim, the Avir, remember our Masechta Shabbos, the Avir Rosh Hasharavim does not go above 10 Tvachim. Above 10 Tvachim comes a place, Makom Tor, so he can roll it from there. Misha Higiel Asar Tvachim, but if it reaches 10 Tvachim of the ground, so now he can't roll it back up, see why? So what he has to do is he flips it over to the side, flips it over so that the Ksav isn't facing outwards, the Ksav is facing inwards to the house. This way it's less of a Bizayon to the Sefer. Hoko Laksav, Rashi says, Haosios Klapia Kotel, Shiloye Mutal Kol Kach Bizayon. It's a lesser, it's still hanging out, it's a little bit of bizayon, but it's lesser bizayon. You leave it there until you make Abdallah. Okay. Next, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If, again, this thing rolls off the roof, he says, Afilu ein nesula ka'aretz elam lachat, as long as it hasn't, if it's a needle's width off the ground, and a minimal amount off the ground, he can roll it up. He can roll it up. Rav Shimon Omer, Afilu be'aretz atzmo, even if it's resting on the ground, Golo Atzlo, you can still roll it up. She'ele chadavar mishum shvus, Omei b'fnei kisvei kodesh, because there's no din d'rabbanon that's going to prevent us from protecting kisvei kodesh, which is really, we have the case of we have the fire, you now have to save the kisvei kodesh, so I'm not exactly sure what that means, but he says, here, mishum shvus, kizom zo shlo nafum yoda. What's the shvus over here? It's not a din d'oraisa here to move, even if it's resting on the shvus harabim. It's still in your hand. There was no real hanacha, right? There was an akira from the shvus hayachid. It rolled down to the shvus harabim, but he never let go of it. So he never had hanacha in the shvus harabim. So to bring it back up, it's not going to be really a din d'oraisa, right? Mishum shvus gozo shlo nafum miyado, share achas b'roso, ve'ein kam elam mishum gzeira. Here, it's only going to be a gzeira, Dilma Nafal Kulu Miyadeh V'Aspidasui, because maybe the whole thing will fall out of his hands and be in the Rishos HaRabim, and then he'll bring it back in. And that would be bringing him from Rishos HaRabim into the Rishos HaYachid. Right, and Rashi says, Kol Issa D'Rabbanan HaVishlos. Why Rashi says that over here, I don't know. So Gemara says, okay, Hai Iskopa. This case of the Iskopa, right, the beginning of the Mishnah was, you're reading on the Iskopa, and the scroll rolls out. You're holding on to part of it, but the other side rolls out. So it rolls off of the Iskopa. Hai Iskopa Hichidami. Where is this Iskopa that we're concerned about? Ilema Iskopa Rishos HaYachid. If we're saying that this Iskopa is in and of itself a Rishos HaYachid, how can it be a Rishos HaYachid? Meaning, the Iskopa itself has the size to create a Rishos HaRabim. It's 10 Tvachim high, and it's 4 by 4 Tvachim. So therefore, it has its own status of Rishos HaYachid. Right? Vikama Rishos HaRabim. And in front of it is a Rishos HaRabim. So therefore, the Iskopa is Rishos HaYachid. In front of it, when it rolls out, is into Rishos HaRabim. V'lo Gazrinan, why would you say you're allowed to roll it up? Wouldn't we be goes there? V'lo Gazrinan, Dilma Nafil V'asla Esuye? That's a perfect opportunity to make a takana to say, don't roll it in, because lest, if you see that you can roll it in from the Rishos HaRabim onto the Rishos HaYachid, maybe you'll see, oh, it's safer, I can bring it in from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYachid, even if it drops out of my hands. Why would you make the Gezira? Right, Rashi says, You should have a concern here. If the escopus is a yachid, rope falling into a rabbim, granted you're not going to be chayav de oraisa in this case because you're holding on to it, but that's the perfect opportunity that you would make a gzeira to not let you pull it back in, because it's very close to a case of where if it drops out of your hands and you pull it back in, you'll be chayav achatas. It's one removed from a din de oraisa. So Gemara says, you know what, money? Who's the author of this ratio of the Mishnah? It's going to be like Rav Shimon. We saw at the end of the Mishnah, money is Rav Shimon. He the Amar Kol Davar Shehu Mishum Shvus. Anything that's only Asur Midin the Rabbanon, and here this would have been a Shvus. Kol Davar Shehu Mishum Shvus. Ainu Omer B'fnei Kisvei Kodesh. When it comes to Kisvei Kodesh, we're going to relax. We're not going to have the Din the Rabbanon over here because we have two counter pressures: so the pressure of the potential violation of the Oraisa. But we also have the pressure of not being Mizvaze the Kisvei Kodesh. So therefore, and as Rav Shimon says, the Kisvei Kodesh went out, and we wouldn't make the Takana. So according to Rav Shimon, what we have here, first answer is that the Iskopa is itself Rishus HaYachid and is rolling out of Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara then says, well, wait a second. If you look at the structure of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon's at the end. So now you have Rav Shimon interrupted by Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rav Shimon again. Seems that the structure is odd. Why break up Rav Shimon with Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara asks, Eim HaSeifa, look at the Seifa. The Seifa says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Eim Mesulak Min Haaretz, even if the thing isn't hanging, this is from the roof, even if it's not hanging from the ground, right, Kavlom Chut Golo Etzlo, as long as it's a hair's breadth off the ground, you can roll it back up. But Rav Shimon Omer Afilu Baaretz Atzma Golo Etzlo, because Rav Shimon says you can even roll it up, even if it's on the ground, because he says the whole thing about the Kisvei Kodesh. So Mara says, Reisha v'seifa Rabbi Shimon, mitziyasa Rabbi Yehuda, should the Reisha and Seifa be Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and the middle part be should the Reisha and Seifa be Rabbi Shimon, and the middle part be Rabbi Yehuda? It's a strange structure. I don't find it so strange. It's two different cases. The first case is on the Iskopa, then you have Rav Shimon. Then they argue at the case with the Gog, and Rav Shimon is consistent with what he said in the Reisha. Mara says, yeah, I'm Rabbi Yehuda in, yeah, that's going to be the case. Reisha is safe from Shimon, Mitzias Rabbi Yehuda. I don't see why that's such a kasha based on if the Mishnah has two different parts. Okay, so Mara says, right, no, the Mishnah says no, because there was no, Rashi said, we read that Rashi, there was no Hanacha. You didn't drop it down. You're still holding on to it. What is it? The Rishol, if the Rishol, if the scope is Rishol Sayach, it's the same thing as the roof. Right. What do you do?
We just worry about the drops.
Correct. Right. So Rabba says no. What we're going to do over here is that I'm going to say that to try to make the ratio also like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, then it will be Rabbi Yehuda, and also he says it's interrupted by Rabbi Yehuda. It's also interrupted by another shita on the second part of the Mishnah. There are three shitas in the second part of the Mishnah. That, you know, so I don't. Okay. Rabba Amar, he says that the Mishnah, we're going to say the ratio is all Rabbi Yehuda. Hacha bi iskopa hanidreses askinan. When we should be doyon kisvei kodesh shar rabbanon. What we're dealing with over here is an iskopa hanidreses, which means an iskopa that everyone walks on. It's a trampled hanidreses, right? It's a trampled area. Rashi says the first short line. Olam iskopa rishus harab yachidhi. You're right. It's a rishus yachid here. Aval nidreses. But people constantly walk on it. The regel harabim overas derechla. Okay, ubimakom drisas ragla miadam omdim ika bizoyin kisvei kodesh. Now we're gonna have a big problem with the bizoyin kisvei kodesh. Ulahachi shirui legolo itzlo, and that's why you're permitted to roll it because it's a clear problem of people gonna trample and step. If I'm not allowed to, I'm reading on the Iskopa. I don't know if he's preaching on the Iskopa because everyone's walking across there and it rolls off. Oh, now I got a problem. It rolled off. But well, what if I leave it there? People are just going to walk right on it. So he says, "Ulahachi shiruy leguli etzlo." The low dami lekorig gagag. Right? So it's not similar to the case of the roof. The hasam leka bizayin kuli high. It's not as much bizayin over there. Mishum hecha denach leka bizayin kuli high. Mishum hachi hecha denach gazar Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Make the gzeir and leave it there." Aba baha moder the cave into ogdu biyado v'shfus ba'amol hulo gazrin. Here's it's still in his hand. It's still in his hand. It's only going to be a shfus to roll it back in. Plus, we have this bizarre of people trampling. That's going to. So I don't have to say it's Shita Rabbi Shimon. Here, I can say it's even Rabbi Yehuda, and then I won't have the problem with the structure of the Mishnah. So Esvei. So Abaye then asks on Rabba. Okay. So now that you're saying that it's talking about Esvei Abaye, there's apparently some brisa. Rashi says he has no idea what this brisa is. He doesn't know what it is, but apparently there's a brisa that comes to explain the Mishnah, and the brisa says Toch arba amos golo etzlo. Chutz la arba amos hochvo al ksav. If the scroll rolls more than 4 amos off the Iskopa, then you may, if less than 4 amos off the Iskopa, then you can roll it in. Right? But if it rolls out more than 4 amos, you can't roll it in. Right? Rashi says, Toch arba amos, akora al Iskopa kai. He's talking about the case the guy's reading on the Iskopa. Rashi says, Veloy dan hechahu, I don't know where this rice is. Right? Toch arba amos, shalonis gagal sefer arba amos, bekarka. It didn't roll 4 amos out. And so the Gemara says, if you're telling me the whole issue is that people are going to trample on it, what's the difference if it's 4 amos out or not 4 amos out? People are going to, and I can only roll it if it's less than 4 amos out, and more than 4 amos out, the people know not to trample on it. You know, it's like the virus, people know the difference between, you know, inside, it's the same thing. Well, people are not going to stop trampling on it. Right? So he says, right, chutzla abramos hofo aksav, the ear might be scope and addresses askinan, if you're talking about a scope that people trample on, Toch Abrahamos, Mali Toch Abrahamos, Mali Chutzla Abrahamos. What's the difference? They're going to trample no matter what. So Ella Amar Abai, so Abai says, no, reject Rabba. We reject Rabba, and Ella Amar Abai, Hachab Iskopa Karmas Haskinan. If you want to make the Mishnah to coincide with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to have to change it. Our Iskopa is not a Rishus HaYachid. Our Iskopa is going to be a Karmelis. Rashi says it's going to have 4x4 width. It's not going to be 10 tvachim high, I guess, right? Rashi says, Rachba arba'a, that's 4x4 tvachim width, the ein gvoa asara. It's not 10 tvachim high, so therefore it's not a reshusa yachid. It's going to be a reshusa karmelis. The chutzel a reshusa rabim, ulifnim him men a reshusa yachid. You have the house, which is a reshusa yachid, followed by the iskopa, which is a karmelis, followed by the road, which is a reshusa rabim. And now you are, you're reading from the house, and it rolls out, I guess you're reading on the scope, I guess, and it rolls out into the Rishus HaRabim. So it rolled out from a Carmelis into Rishus HaRabim. Right? Hacha b'iskopa Carmelis askinan, who Rishus HaRabim uveris lefanea. So what now, why, how does that make a difference between the 4 amos? The Gemara says, so toch arba, and it's not a scope behind the dresses, okay? So toch arba amos, if it falls less than 4 amos away from the scopa, di nafel maisile lo asidei chiv chatas. Because, let's say, what would happen if the case was I dropped it, and I'm no longer holding on to it? So if I dropped it, and it's less than 4 amos into the Rishus HaRabim, and then I bring it to the Rabim, and I bring it onto the Carmelis, there's no Chiyuv Chatas in that case, because I carried from Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelis, I didn't do anything. If I carried Dalet Amos to the Sarabim, I did not, because it's less than 4 amos away from the Iskopa. So there, if it's less than 4, so we're not going to make it a Gezerah, because what would happen, even if you would drop it, you wouldn't have a Chiyuv Chatas. However, so sorry, Le Rabbanan, but chutzla arba amos. But if it rolls 4 amos away from the iskopa, so then imagine what would happen if I dropped it completely out of my hand. If I took it from the Rishus HaRabim onto the iskopa, I'd be chayev. No, but I still would be chayev for moving dalet amos in the Rishus HaRabim, which is not so clear because then there's no akira and anach in the Rishus HaRabim. It's the akira in the Rishus HaRabim and anach in the Karmelis. So it may not be. That's not so clear. But potentially they could, right? So potentially they could be. Yeah, Mati's like, wait a second. right. So we're not dealing with that. We're trying to figure out what's the difference with the four amos. Okay, so Gemara says, okay, ihachi, if that's the case, that we're talking about a case that the chamim will usher because the chashash maybe would fall out of your hands into the Shasarabim, and then you would carry it dalet amos to the Sarabim, so toch arba amos nami ligzor. Toch arba amos, you should also make the gzera. You make worry about the gzera, so I have another gzera. Dilma ma'ayim v'shasarabim v'shasayachin. Well, maybe the problem could be, if you dropped it, you would carry it from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, because you could carry it into, maybe you'll carry it all the way into your house. Let's say you dropped it. What would be the case if I dropped, what? That's the second one. You see, maybe that would be, if you're so worried about carrying, maybe you should be worried about, remember, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Carmelis, Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Maybe you should be worried, if he dropped it, he would carry it from there all the way back into the house. So therefore, don't let him roll it at all, even if it's less than 4 amos. Forget carrying Dalet Amos, Rosh Hashanah Rabim. You should also have a concern that you would pull it into the house. So it says, V'chi Tema, Kevin de Mafsekis, Carmelis, Les Lomba. Maybe you would say no, it's no problem, because you would be carrying, in that situation, you would be carrying it from the Rishus HaRabim over a Carmelis into the house. So maybe the Carmelis would break up would break up the carrying. The Gemara says, no, the Hamarava, Rava said, Hamavir Chefetz, Mitchus Arba, the Sof Arba, the Heviru Derech Alav Chayef. The Machlokas Rashi told us about the case. Rashi seems to say the case was, if I carried something for 4 amos in Rishus Arabim, but I picked it up in Rishus Arabim, I picked it over my head, now it's above 10 Tvachim, so it's no longer in Rishus Arabim. And right, and then I put it down, back down, 4 amos later in the Rishus Arabim, it would still be Chayef. Meaning that interruption of the Makom Tur would not be an issue, would not prevent the Isser from occurring. So to hear, carrying it over the Carmelis would not prevent it from being an Isser. So I don't know, maybe we would put it down in the Carmelis, and that we say it's okay. But the Gemara is not entertaining that. The Gemara says, so still you would have a problem. We should be, let's say I'm standing on the Iskopa, which is a Carmelis, and it rolls out less than Dalet Amos. Why is that permitted? Right? Less than Dalet Amos. It should also be forbidden, lest one come to carry directly, in the case where I would drop it, he would carry it from the Rishus HaRabim into the house of Rishus HaYachid. So why don't you make that Gezerah? So the Gemara says, Hacha, interesting answer, Hacha b'mayaskinon b'iskopa aruka. It's a very long iskopa. That's the case. It's a very long iskopa, right? And therefore, adahachi v'hachi, and by the time I bring it across the entire iskopa, the entire threshold, Midgar. I'll remember that it is Shabbos. This is interesting. Seeing that because it's so long, I don't know how long it has to be. What defines long here? But before I bring it into the house, I'll remember. And maybe it's because of the bizarre that they're giving all these coolers. I don't know. But you're saying you don't have to fear that the person will bring it directly from the Rishus HaRavim into the house, because since he has to traverse a long iskopa before he brings it to the house, I remember. I don't know if we ever have a case like that where we say, oh, you know, it's take a long amount of time, therefore he's going to remember, and therefore we don't have the Din Rabbanan. Be by Seima, which is even more interesting answer to me, La'ola b'iskopa she'ina yaruka. It's not a long iskopa, and stam kisve kodesh yunim ayim ba manaklu. Who could resist the opportunity, the temptation to read? We're talking about a chumash, or a sefer kodesh. So no one's just going to carry it without looking at it. So this person is going to pick it up from the Rishus HaRabim to bring it into the house. Before he gets into the house, he's going to look at it. He has to look at it because it's the very Torah. He's going to look at it. Therefore, he'll come to rest on the Carmelis, and then he'll bring it into the house. And there would be no way that there would be a violation of a din d'oraisa. So the Gemara says, okay, well, wait a second. If now you're telling me that the person is going to be, how can a person not be ma'ayin in the Sifrei Kodesh? Maybe he'll be ma'ayin in it when he picks it up in the Rishus HaRabim. Right? Who says he's only going to be ma'ayin it when he gets to the Carmelis, which is the Iskopa? His v'leichosh ma'ayin b'hu, right, b'rishus harabim, he's over there, v'ayilu v'hedjil v'rishus hayachin. He's going to pick it up because, oh my gosh, this is a Sefer Kodesh, he's going to be ma'ayin in the Rishus HaRabim, then he's done, and then he's going to bring it straight from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, because he already was ma'ayin ba. You said he's going to be ma'ayin ba in the Carmelis, maybe ma'ayin ba in the Rishus HaRabim and bring it all the way in. It's funny, the Gemara is entertaining all these possibilities that might happen, so therefore maybe we should make a gzeira, which is interesting. So the Gemara says, ha'mani, so who does this go according to? This is consistent with the Shita ben Azai, I know the Shita, the Amar Mahalik Ka'omedami, a person who's walking, it's considered that he's standing still, because every step he takes, I guess he stops. It's how you ever mabir dalet amos versus a rabbi. But I guess if you throw it. No, I guess if you throw it, right? Yeah, it could be if you throw it. So Benazi says that mahale ka'omedami, and therefore that when he was oker in Rosh Hashanah, and he puts it down in the Carmelis, and then he put it down, if he was carrying it in the Rosh Hashanah, if he was ma'ayin it while he's walking, that's not going to be considered ma'avir dalet amos Rishus HaRabim. So now the only concern is going to be whether he brings it directly from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. And no, because when he gets to the Rishus HaYachid, when he walks onto the Carmelis as well, that's considered as if he stopped and then continued on to the Rishus HaYachid. Okay. So the Gemara says, like we said now, the Dilma Zarik Lomizra. I don't know why you have the Havamina. This person says, the whole thing over here is the person's looking at Kisvei Kodesh, he's going to be so inclined to read it because it's Dover Kedusha, how can he not read it? And now we have a Havamina, he's going to toss it? Who's going to throw something? And he said, and that's what Gemara's answer is going to be. The Dilma Zarik Lomizra, the Amar of Yochanan, Modim and Azai Bezorik, you just said, that if you throw it, Dalet Amos, so maybe he's going to take it from the Rishus HaRabim, he's going to read it, very nice, and then chuck it into the Rishus HaYachid, which again seems to are. So Amar V'Acha Bravo, he goes, no, Zoso Meris, Eim Ezark, and Kisvei Kodesh. People don't throw Kisvei Kodesh. I don't know what the Havamin was. Okay, so you have to come up with all these akimtos to figure out what might be the possible case. Throwing it.
Well, you don't throw, you carry something, you're not
chayev. In Dalet Amos, you're not chayev. If you take something from Shusha Yochet, Shusha Rabbi, you still be chayiv because you're the kira in one and hanach in the other. For him, that's the question we just asked. So how are you chayiv from Mabri Dalam Shusha Rabbi? Must be by throwing it. That's what he just said, because maybe he threw it. He's molded by throwing. Okay. So the Mishnah then said, Hayakol B'Rosh Hagag. Person is reading on the roof, and the sefer rolls out of his hands. So then three-way machlokas, ten tochim, lo machta, till it reaches the ground, or even if it's resting on the ground, you can roll it back up. Okay. Umi, Gemara says that, in either of those cases, if it happens, you can't roll it back in, you have to flip it onto the side. Gemara says, Umi Shari, who allows you to turn the sefer upside down? You're not supposed to, I think the halakha is, you're not supposed to do this with the book. You're not supposed to turn the sefer upside down. What's how to do? How you photocopy books? Okay. So Umi Shari, right? Who allows to do that? Right? But Hatanya, we have a braisa that says, Kisvei Svarim, when it comes to Svarim, Sefer Torah, Tfilin, Umuzozos, Lohi Tiru Lahen, Hafok Yuria Alpaneim. You're not allowed to turn it that the osios will be down on the table. Right? I guess you want to protect it from dust.
You're not putting it down, you're just turning it over.
Okay, so this is the wall, and now I'm having it like this. Yeah, it's a wall, right? It's rolling off the roof on the wall. Right, so the Gemara says, right, what do you do? Rather, if you want to protect him, Ella Poris Elias Habegid. You put an article, you can't turn the sefer over to protect it from the dust. You put something on top of it to protect it. So how here are you allowed to turn it over? So where it says, well, Hassam, right, says, Hassar Efshar, Hachi Yoshar. It's impossible, right? It's impossible. It's impossible. What are you supposed to do? You turn it upside down? You can't, you have to protect it somehow. You can't put another cloth over it. How's that going to work? It'll blow away, whatever. So you turn the other way. In the other case, if my safe is like this, I can put a cloth over it. Tosa says, that's a Rashi. Tosa says, no, that's not the way it is. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to then what? Put a cloth over the whole thing down? Well, that's going to violate. The whole problem we have now is you're from the Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, putting something into Rishus HaRabim. If I place something down and let it drape all the way down, I'm doing the same violation. I'm putting something from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. That's why Tosa says it's Yeshar. But both of them, I think, could be correct. So that's why not Akash. Okay, the Gemara says, Hofu Aleksav. The Gemara says that if the Sefer Torah, right, Mishnah, if the Sefer reached up to 10 Tvachim, up to 10 Tvachim, within 10 Tvachim of the ground, you can't roll it back, you have to turn it on its face. The Gemara says, V'halonach. But it didn't rest. There's no Hanacha. It didn't hit the ground. Like we're saying, there's Lovelet or something like that, what we're saying, it didn't, Maskana, in order for there to be Hanacha, there has to be Hanacha. We never heard of a good Asik or good Achis when it comes to Hanacha. It has to hit me on the ground. This is not on the ground. Why can't you roll it up? It never hit the ground. Gemara says, oh, we're dealing over here. I'm a Rava, Bikotel Meshupa. I think he's talking about, it's like a sloped, it's an inclined wall. What happens is that the wall goes like this, and on the bottom it slopes like this, and the slope over here is in the Rishus HaRabim. So granted, the cloth hasn't hit the floor of the Rishus HaRabim, but it's hit the slope of the wall, the curvature of the wall, which is in the Rishus HaRabim. So that's the problem.
You have to answer the question. You're still holding it. If you're still holding it, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're not in a car.
But at least here it hit the ground, so you have this takana. You're going to have the gezeira, lest you drop it. If it's on the ground, which this whole thing is a rabbanan. So we're concerned, now that it's on the ground, you can have the concern that if you let go of it, you would still bring it in, and that would bring it in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. If it never hits the ground, then you're never in that situation. By letting go of it, you would never be in the situation of being violating a Doraisa. I think. Okay.
The slope is in the
Rishus HaRabim. The slope is in the Rishus
HaRabim.
Right, so it drops down, it's hitting the slope of the wall. It never hits the ground, but it's hitting the wall.
It's enough to mean if it hits the ground, it hits the slope.
It has to hit something in the Rishus HaRabim, right. We're saying. So here we're saying it's resting in the Rishus HaRabim.
Yeah, it's the ground, it's the difference.
But it didn't hit the ground.
Well, let's say it hit the ground.
What's the difference about saying that there's a slope or it hits the ground? What are you learning from this case of the slope?
Everyone wants to know the bottom.
How long?
No, it tells you that only it's a slope.
Okay.
If it's below, then it's considered as the ground.
Yeah, but that seems to be saying that less than 10 foot.
So what's the difference?
I mean, the same thing is hitting the ground.
Exactly.
The ground.
So even though it didn't hit the ground, we're saying that since it's like the ground, they would forbid you to bring it up.
The wall is the ground.
It's not the, even though it's close to the ground. Okay, so Amar Le'Avai, Avai says to Rav, V'mayu kim to the Masnisan. So now what have you established in Mishnah? They call it the Mishupa, that it's this sloped wall and the cloth is resting on the slope. So Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa, and it says, Rav Yehuda Omer, Afilu Enu Mesulak Min Aretz Ela Milo Chut. Even if it's less than, if it doesn't hit the ground like a hair's breadth, right, if, then you go low at slow, you can bring it back. But if we're talking about that it was, but if I guess it was Noah on the Karka, you can't bring it out. Now if we're talking about a Kolka that's sloped, so why does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to bring it back? Ha Nachle, it's still, it's like, I guess maybe that's your question in the end. It's, in this case, it's resting on the ground, it's resting on the slope. What's the difference? Where it says, something missing in the Mishnah, this is how you read it. When does it say that you're not allowed to roll it back? When the sefer is on the slope wall. Aval, but if it's not a sloped wall, it's a straight wall, then if it's more than three tvachim from the ground, golo etzlo. Less than three tvachim, then you flip it over. And Rabbi Yehuda, and I guess, who said three tvachim? Where did that come? Where did three tvachim come from, right? We had ten tvachim, milol machta, and resting on the ground. You want to protect the words. Protecting the words, because otherwise it's a bizoyon. So now the Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu in mesulak min haaretz, right? If it's just a hair's breadth off the ground, you can roll it back. Because he says, tiba'inan ha'nachal gabi mashu. You have to actually have has to physically rest on the ground. Right, Gemara says, Ve'elos, another Gemara says, so the machlokas now is whether it needs to be physically resting on the ground or not resting on the ground. Ve'elah hada amar Rabba says, Tok shlosha l'rabanan, Tok shlosha l'rabanan, Sarich hanacha, Lema kitanai amar l'shmaite. So now, right now, what the Rabbanan who say, that something that is within three tvachim of the ground, according to the Rabbanan, they say that, in that case, I guess in the Gemara and Shabbos over there, they say that it has to hit the ground, in Tzarit Hanacha, well that's not necessarily according to Orshid Shitos. Right now we're having a Machlokas, as whether Hanacha means to be on the ground or not, three tvachim or not. So it says, Lema Katanai Amir Shmaite. Maybe he's saying that, maybe the Rabbanan only saying that according to one Shita. That would only work according to Rabbi Yehuda here, not according to Tanakami here. So the Gemara says, no, Ela Kula Rabbi Yehuda, everything's Rabbi Yehuda, Chisuri Mechsura, another missing text, V'Hachitani. And how are you going to read the Mishnah now? B'medvar Mamurim, when do we say in the Mishnah that if it reached three tvachim to the ground, you're not allowed to roll it up? That's Bekolta Meshupa. That's if it's a sloped ground, because then it rests, is what you guys were saying. It's resting on the, there's no difference. It is resting on the wall, so that's why you can't roll it up. But if it's a kotel that's not meshupa, then afilu pachos mishlosha tvachim, even if it's less than three tvachim to the ground, golo etzlo, you may roll it to you, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, because Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu einu mesulak min haaretz, l'malochut, golo etzlo. Even if it's less than a hair's breadth to the ground, you can still roll it up, my taima, but inan hanacha gabi mashu, it has to rest on something. So when it's resting on the wall, that slope, like you said before, then that's considered resting. That's the difference. It's considered resting. When it's hanging, as long as it's hanging a minimal amount, you can still roll it up. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Okay. Next Mishnah. I'm not exactly clear of the maybe it's a better picture. There's no picture here. Ziz, right? You have the ziz. Ziz is like a sill, right? It's the ziz shelifnei hachalon. So you have a window on this upper part of the wall, I guess. So it's this, and it has the ziz, which is a, it's like a, something that comes out. Right, it's a ledge. It says, bolet min hakotel, gavoa yud v'rachav dalet. It's 10 tvachim above the ground, and it's 4 tvachim wide, so the ziz itself is a reshus hayachid. Okay, so then, nosnin alav, you can take from the inside the window and put on the sill, the note lemimenu v'shabbos. You can take something that's on the sill and bring it into the house on Shabbos, because it's a reshus hayachid. So the Gemara says, hi ziz, this ziz, the mapik lehecha. Well, what's it hanging over, I guess? What's it hanging over? Ilema the mapik l'rishus harabim, if the ziz is overhanging l'rishus harabim, they would say, well, we should be concerned. Lechus dilma nafil v'asi l'asuye. Since you're allowed to take from the ziz into the window, we should be concerned. And maybe if something fell off the ziz into l'rishus harabim, you'd go get it and bring it back into the house. I don't know why you'd be concerned for that. It's in Rosh Hashanah.
No. Same place as the last one. It's sort of building on it. Anything that has an opportunity to fall over and going into Rosh Hashanah,
right.
We're worried about that.
I know, but here I left. It's
it left your hand.
Right.
As opposed to a scroll.
Right. This is the quintessential case of not bringing something in from Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Okay. So Gemara says the may be lahak ilim the Rosh Hashanah because you will not feel be asla asuye ella the make because Rosh Hashanah Yochid. No, the case must be that the ziz is overhanging Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So therefore, there's no concern if it falls, you would bring it in. So that therefore, you're allowed to bring it in from the windowsill itself. Rosh Hashanah Shita. Why would you not be allowed to bring it into the windowsill? Right, that's clearly what concern would you happen to have? So Amar Abaye, the Abaye says, no, lo olam demapil Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's overhanging Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So why are you allowed to bring them in from the windowsill into the house? Shouldn't we be concerned that maybe they'll fall off and you'll bring them into the house? He says, no, umay nos nilav, what does it mean when you put on the katani? Kalim nishbarim. You're allowed to put on the ziz to bring into the house things that would they fall off, they would break. You know, clay pair or something like that. So we're not concerned. If it falls off, it's gone. It's say lavi already. It's gone. So there's no concern of it bringing into the house. So those things you can leave on the ledge and bring them in because there's no reason to make the kana. Tainami hachi. Then we have a brisa. So the first part of the brisa is clear for a support, and then the next part of the brisa, the gemara is going to try to figure out what the brisa is talking about. So tainami hachi. The brisa that supports is zizir of neyachalon. So you have this windowsill outside the window. Hayos rishus harabim. That's overhanging the rishus harabim. No shalaf ka'aros. You can put plates, vikosos, and cups, ketonios. Are jugs, karos are bowls, slochios, or maybe cups, what? Yeah, all these different things, obviously made out of charis. Those you can put on the windowsill because there's no concern if they fall off, you're going to bring them back into the house because they fall off, they're gone, they're broken, and that's it. They become shivrei kli charis. Then the Brisa says, u'mishtamesh b'chol hakotel. You can use the entire wall. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Mishdamish b'kol hakotel, im haziz mutal lo orko etzel hakotel apnei kulo, mishdamish b'kol haziz. You can lose the ziz across the entire wall, right? Ad asara, as long as the ziz is 10 tvachim, ad asara hatachtonim. I guess until the lowest 10 tvachim portion of the ziz, because once the ziz reaches 10 tvachim from the ground, I guess maybe it's like not flush or something like that, there's different levels on this ledge that comes out, but the part that's 10 tefachim from less than 10 tefachim from the ground, you may not use, because that's going to be in the avir of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Because again, it's overhanging the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Then it says, im yiziz echel lamatim imenu mishtamish bo, ubiziz elyon e mishtamish bo ela keneged achalon. So if I have a ziz that's lower, I can use the whole ziz, and if you have two ziz, one ziz is low, I can use the whole ziz, and the upper one, which is close to the window, I can only lose what's near the window, I can't use the whole thing. What in the world is going on here? So Gemara says, Gemara asks, so how is this, right, this last case, hey chidami, this last case is confusing. Hey, what's the case? Idelesbe arba'a, right, if it's not four tvachim by four tvachim, makom p'torhu, right, it's a makom p'tor, but filu k'neged chalonon amilon yishtamish, you shouldn't be able to use any by the chalon either, because we make these gezeros, if it's not a rishos hayachid, we don't want to bring it in from there to us, like a karmelis. We don't allow you to bring in from a karmelis or a makom p'tor into the rishos hayachid. The isbe arba'ar, if it is, this is four by four tvachim, ubekule kol tiklishamish. Why can't you use the entire wall, the entire ziz? Why, just because there's one lower, now I can't use the upper one, if it's a rishos hayachid, what's the problem? So Amar Abaye, no, you're right. The case over here is it's sort of like this, like, staged or type of, staggered zizim, right? Amar Abaye, tachton isbe arba'ar, right, the bottom one has four tvachim. Elyon less be'arba. The top one doesn't have four tvachim. V'chalono mashlim musto. But the windowsill is mashlim the four tvachim. I mean, I guess it's like the windowsill is one tefach, and it's one and a half on either side. So now it's four tvachim. So there we say v'chalono mishmat arba. So k'neged v'chalono mishtamish. So you can only use what's near the window. D'chorei chalonu, because that's just considered an extra width of the window. But the high geese also, and on the sides, you can't use it because it doesn't have the size of four tvachim. I'm not 100% sure what's going on. There's a Tokus here that argues. Okay.
Are we assuming that the window is less than 10 tvachim above the ground?
No, I don't think that. So wait, so how does this work, Marcel? That's the rolling. That's the rolling. The last one is the ziz. So the windowsill... So the windowsill, it's extending out. So the windowsill has a tefach, and the window the window itself has a tefach, and the ziz is only three tefachim out. So the entire, so the width of the ziz, the extension of the ziz over, is only four tefachim if you include the width of the window itself. So then you can carry on. It's definitely above 10 tefachim. If it's not above 10 tefachim, then the still is it's just a rabbi. Right, but it's definitely above 10 tefachim. The question is whether it's 4 tefachim jutting out. So if it's 4 tefachim jutting out only because you're taking into consideration the window, the width of the window ledge itself, so then you can only carry amongst, you can only carry within those 4 tefachim, not to the side. But
In the case of the scope, you're there, very close to the other rishos.
Right.
So it sort of makes sense if you're going to possibly, if you bring it from one rishos to another.
Right.
But here,
you're above 10 tefachim in your house.
In your house, and then we're worried that you're going to go outside that house, go around, pick it up, bring it back into.
Right. That's what we asked for. I don't understand what that gazer is. No, but Josh's question. Pick it up and come back in. I.
If you put your safe there, you put the Gemara there, and then come to the window and the Gemara falls, you want to go all down the gate?
No, I won't, because I know that's a Rosh Hashanah, and I'm standing Rosh Hashanah.
But that people are afraid, and that's what
I know. I just think it's far-fetched. I think it's very far-fetched.
That's like saying, work. That's like saying, carry. Who cares if the window still
allows? Right. I agree with you. I agree. Okay. Next Mishnah. Omed Adam Rishus Harabim, a person can stand in the Rishus Harabim, like in a house or on the roof. Umitaltel Rishus Harabim. I skipped something? Rishus Yachid, okay. So Omed Adam Rishus Yachid, which is the house or the roof. Umitaltel Rishus Harabim. I guess something is in the Rishus Harabim. I guess he's standing in Rishus Yachid and he can move it. Like he can. I don't know. The thing is on the ground, and somehow he pushes it along. That's what the case is. Rashi says, "V'vayis alagag v'shochev v'notel chifetz v'rishus harabim kan u'menu chukan." I guess he doesn't do 10 tefachim. So I'm standing over here. That's in rishus harabim. I can stick my hand out and I can move it less than 4 tefachim in the rishus harabim. Say it again. And I can move it less than 4 tefachim into the rishus harabim. Right? The same thing. Rishus harabim u'metal to rishus harabim. I'm in the rishus harabim. I can stick my hand into the house and move something, you know, in the house. And the house, I guess, I can move it as much as I want, because I'm not moving anything. I guess in the case of the Rosh Hashayachid, and you're moving something in the Rosh Hashayachid, as long as you don't move it more than 4 tefachim, then you would be... Kuramos. What? The Rabbanim, that I can, if you can tell me that I can move something four amos in the Rishus Harabim, maybe I've come to do with the Kira Nacha. That is because of the Rabbanim. I think so. That's what I think. Right? Right, he says, Degazrinon, Shema Yachni Seno Etzlo, Rashi says. That's the Gzera. That one I can stomach. But the Gemara then, Mishnah says, Lo Yomar Adam Rishus Hayachid, a person should stand in the Rishus Hayachid, V'yashdim Rishus Harabim, and urinate from the Rishus Hayachid into the Rishus Harabim, or Rishus Harabim V'yashdim Rishus Hayachid, or urinate from the Rishus Harabim into the Rishus Hayachid. Rashi says, the mapik Rishus Hayachid Rishus Harabim. And now you're taking something and you're moving it from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim, Rishus Harabim to Rishus Hayachid. V'chein lo yarok, you shouldn't spit from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim, Rishus Harabim into Rishus Hayachid. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af mishen nitlas roko bepiv. I don't know, you pull up the phlegm into your throat. Once it's gathered into your mouth, lo yahalech abrahamos achayorok. If you're the Rishus Harabim and you have this phlegm in your mouth, you should spit it out there. Don't walk the alamos, because once you moved it, it's the same thing about chewing gum or sucking candy in the Rishus Harabim. It's not something that, if there's no erev, it might be a shaila about doing that. Okay, so let's do a little bit in Gemara. We have time? Yeah, we have time. Okay, so masni lei, right, the masni lei of shlima lechia barav. So Rav Chinna Bar Shlima was teaching Chia Bar Rav in front of Rav. So gets what the schools all want. The parent was there on the Zoom class. You know, they don't want to do that. The parent was there while he's teaching. And he said, on Mishnah, he learned it, Lo Yamod Adam Rishus HaYachid V'Yitalta Rishus HaRabim. He's learned it the opposite. That you're not allowed to be standing in Rishus HaYachid and move something in Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Amr Lechia Barav. I thought it was Rav. That's the whole point, that Rav is there. No, I think the article is right in that one. Okay, so Amr Lechia, Shavkas Rabbanon Ve'avadak Rav Meir, are you leaving the Shita of the Rabbanon, which are the majority, who say that you are allowed to do this, and you're holding up the Shita of Rav Meir, where Rav Meir says that you're not allowed to do that? Where does Rav Meir say that? Right? The Gemara says, Gemara says that Rashi says that, or Meir says something in a few blocked. Right? Gemara says, "Halu chinam bar shlumah savar be the safe from Rav Meir, reisha nami Rav Meir." He thought that since the safe of the Mishnah is Rav Meir, the reisha of the Mishnah also has to be Rav Meir. Where's the safe of the Mishnah? Rashi says, "Hadlo yiftach." Where the hadlo yiftach is like on Pei Beis. It's like three blot away. Tosa says, "I don't like that. Why would that be the safer? That's three blot away. What's going on?" Okay, Rashi says, since the safe over there is Rav Meir, who says that you're not allowed to do this, so this ratio here would also have to be consistent with Rav Meir, and therefore I would switch the girsa of the Mishnah to say Usser, so it coincides with the Shita Rav Meir. The Gemara says, Velohi, that's not going to be the case. Safer Rav Meir, ratio of Rabbanan. No, the safe over there, that's the Shita Rav Meir. Over here, three Mishnayos earlier, that's going to be the Shita Rabbanan, and therefore the Shita Rabbanan are clear that they hold that you are permitted to do this, so don't teach my son that you're not allowed permitted to do this. You really are, because our Mishnahs go like the Rabbanan, and then the Mishnahs go like the Rabbanan, the Mishnahs go like the Rabbim, and we're going to hold like the Rabbim, we'll say that you are permitted to do this. Okay, we'll stop over here, pick up tomorrow by the two dots.